This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
Guys, we are back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So over the last few days, the CDC has warned us that cases of leprosy have been surging in Central Florida. They have witnessed a, quote, increased incidence of leprosy cases lacking the traditional risk factors. And they are saying this is contributing to rising evidence that leprosy is endemic in the southeastern United States. Endemic means it's here and not necessarily brought in from another country. You know, Zika originally wasn't endemic because we believe it came from Brazil. But then once you have mosquitoes hanging around here, then you can then have endemic cases where those not traveling or associated with anybody who traveled can get it. So endemic means within our country. And so they are now urging people, saying travel to Florida should be considered when conducting leprosy contact tracing in any state. The letter said that the number of reported leprosy cases in southeastern states has more than doubled in the last decade. Now, I know some of you are looking at this going, wait a second, are they trying to go after Florida and prevent people from traveling to Florida? Okay, I do not want a leprosy outbreak. Do I think everybody needs to panic? No, of course not. But I think you do need to be aware, and I think the CDC is doing right informing people that there are cases in terms of making travel warnings. That could be a little murky there. So citing the National Hansen's Disease Program, and leprosy is called Hansen's Disease, they said 159 new cases were reported in the U.S. in 2020. 159. Now, that is a lot considering it's leprosy, but it's not like the numbers we saw with COVID or flu or anything else. Florida is among the top reporting states. Central Florida accounted for 81% of cases reported in the state, nearly a fifth of the nationally reported cases. They say, quote, whereas leprosy in the United States previously affected persons who had immigrated from leprosy endemic areas, 34% of new case patients during the 2015-2020 period appeared to have locally acquired the disease. Now, several cases in Central Florida demonstrate no clear evidence of zoonotic exposure, meaning coming from animals, or traditionally known risk factors. So one Central Florida man, he's 55 years old, had no risk factors for known transmission routes, had lepromatous leprosy. Lepromatous leprosy is one of three main types of leprosy, which we'll talk about. And they have widespread sores and lesions. It is much more contagious. The man had lived in the area in Central Florida his whole life as a landscaper. Went to a dermatology clinic because he had this painful progressive erythematous or red rash. He denied any travel, no exposure to armadillos, prolonged contact with immigrants who could have been from leprosy endemic countries, and didn't have a contact. So then people ask, well, then how did he get it? That's what we're looking at. Apparently, they say a high percentage of cases in the South are found to carry the same unique strain of the bacteria as nine banded armadillos in the region. So they believe it could be because of exposure to an armadillo. Many cases reported in the eastern United States, including Georgia and Central Florida, do not have that relationship to that, but they're figuring it out. So that's what they're investigating. So to quickly review, You know, this leprosy is something that fortunately we haven't seen, very actively like we used to. But it is an infectious disease that causes these disfiguring sores. It could also affect the nerves in your arms, legs, and skin. It's not very contagious. You can give somebody it if you're in close contact. You could also spread it by respiratory droplets like nose and mouth. We do see kids get leprosy as well. But currently we have worldwide 208,000 people infected with it. Now, those are the people we know who have it, according to the World Health Organization. The majority of them are in Africa and Asia. But about 100 people are commonly diagnosed, or on average, diagnosed in the U.S. each year. That's why that 159 is a bit of an uptick. 100 people usually come from the South, California, Hawaii, and some U.S. territories. So the lesions look like sores. They look like bumps or lumps that don't go away after a while. They're also sometimes pale colored. They don't necessarily have to be erythematous like the other gentleman had. They could be skin colored. You could have nerve damage, which will manifest as loss of feeling in the arms and legs and muscle weakness. So interestingly, the incubation period can be a while. You might not develop symptoms for 3 to 5 years. So let's say somebody goes to Florida and then they have like a pimple and they go, I think I have leprosy. It sometimes doesn't work that quickly. In fact, some people may not develop symptoms until 20 years later. That is a very long incubation period. It's a bacteria, the Mycobacterium leprae, also known as Hansen's disease, discovered by Dr. Hansen in 1873. We think you could spread it by coughing and sneezing. Then that person breathes it in and then can elicit the lesions. Now, they say, according to WebMD, pregnant moms cannot pass it on to their unborn babies. There's the tuberculoid, which is a mild, less severe. There's the lepromatous, where you have variety, a lot of skin bumps. Then you have the borderline, which has symptoms of both. And there's multiple lesions or one lesion. So we usually do a skin biopsy to be able to figure it out, and also a skin smear test to send it to the lab. And then for treatment, luckily we have antibiotics that we could use. Depending on the type of leprosy you have, we could use Dapsone or Rifampicin or Clofazimine. So there's luckily we are able to treat this. But as I said, there's lots of complications, including kidney failure, permanent nerve damage, erectile dysfunction, even glaucoma. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY. Don't go away.
Hey, guys. Dr. Dahlia here. We love our drivers out there, and many of you are in need of renewing your CDL. Well, if you're in Southern Nevada, we've got the place for you. Your DOT physical can be done by calling 702-562-8800 and mention this ad. You'll get a discount. Easy, convenient hours to get you back on the road. So for your CDL DOT physical, call 702-562-8800 and drive safely. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get cloudy. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
All right, guys, we are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Daniel, our producer, and big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So nobody likes talking about cancer. Nobody likes thinking about cancer. We keep saying that they're coming closer to the cure for cancer or a vaccine for cancer, or AI can detect cancer now better than doctors, and all sorts of things about cancer. But the truth of the matter is we still have people dying of cancer. Cancer is the second leading cause of death in the United States. And many people look at cancer as it's inevitable. That all the work we're doing and the toiling and the advancements are not doing much. And I'm telling you, as a physician, it is doing much. Right, cancer used to be a death sentence. Having family members who have had breast cancer or other types of cancer and are still alive today, that's pretty That's pretty darn good. And one of the reasons why somebody is able to manage their cancer is if they catch it early. Cancer will never go away. Cancer is chaos. It's a cell going rogue. There may be a genetic disposition for those cells to go rogue, or sunlight, excessive sunlight can make the cell go rogue, or alcohol, or toxins, viruses like HPV could cause cells to go rogue. But cells going rogue are inevitable in the human population. But what we are able to do is, which blows my mind in terms of our progress, is predetermine who might need to be watched closer. Because if we could catch the cancer early, we could prevent resurgence. Suzanne Summers has revealed her breast cancer has resurged. I believe her breast cancer was a farther along stage and not as early a stage when it was found in her 50s. And here she is in her 70s battling it again. We saw what happened with Olivia Newton-John, who had stage 4 breast cancer, was able to keep it at bay until, sadly, it came back with a vengeance. We need to prevent cancer from being found at stage 4. My concern, though, is because of COVID and because of people finding an excuse to not go to the doctor or doctors leaving since Obamacare and because of the COVID changes and it getting harder and harder to get seen, people aren't keeping up to date with their screenings. And so my fear is if they do have an issue, they're not going to get checked out until it is farther along. Well, one tool we have is genetic testing. Now, originally when genetic testing came out, it was expensive. Insurance didn't cover it. You had to come out of pocket to get a blood test for a bunch of genes, and then you had to also pay to see the provider to go over the results. And some individuals did. I saw some wealthy individuals do that, but the average population didn't. Well, now insurance is covering that, and the tests are starting to get cheaper. And so if we have a means to screen for what cancers we may be more prone to, such as breast, ovarian, colon, pancreas, stomach, prostate, wouldn't you want to know? Now, I'm not stupid. The average person is saying no to that. The average person says, I don't want to know. I don't want to know that I have a death sentence. That's what somebody's thinking when they know they have a gene for cancer. It's not a death sentence. By the way, we all do have a death sentence. We're not going to live on this earth forever. It's just there's more of us would rather go by natural causes or in our sleep when we're old and said goodbye to the grandkids and great-grandkids and did everything we want to than being younger and having a cancer consume us in a very painful way. Now, I can't convince you to go and get testing. I understand that, you know, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. I get some of that thinking because I come from a family where that was the culture. You know, the less a doctor does to you, the better off you are. That was their thinking. There was a term called Mitchet, where if a medical provider keeps messing with you, they can make it worse. And some examples of this when you see with plastic surgeons, where some of these Hollywood actresses have had so much plastic surgery that they're unrecognizable. And you feel like, well, once the doctor got their hands on them, they just didn't let up, and they were a golden goose for that provider. But most providers are ethical. Most medical providers understand that you could go down a path where, unfortunately, you need more and more. So hopefully they're giving you the risks and benefits, and you should be aware. But when it comes to genetic cancer screening, just because you do a test to see if you are you have a higher risk of cancer doesn't mean you're going to have your prostate removed preemptively. We're not going to remove your pancreas. You need your pancreas. But if you start to have heartburn, we're not going to blow it off. Nobody should. And say, yeah, go take some antacids and call me in the morning. If you start having pain above the belly button, under the ribs, we're going to probably keep a closer eye on your pancreas. We're going to probably do blood tumor markers to see if you're starting to, elicit changes that could be cancerous. Somebody would say, you know what, the genetic tests don't test for everything. So what if it all comes back normal? Then our doctor's going to blow me off because they say, listen, we understand that these genetic tests or these hereditary cancer syndromes might not be all inclusive in these tests. We get that. We understand that things can be missed. And 90% of women with breast cancer did not have a reported family history. So in our family, the family member who ended up getting breast cancer was the very first person of all of us that ever did. Was it genetic or was it environmental? So environmentally induced cancers can still come upon us. You might have the genetic tendency to be more vulnerable to, let's say, skin cancer, an environmental cancer, or a genetic cancer. So, you know, it helps you prepare. And I don't want people panicking, because if you have a family, like I have a family that has diabetes and colon cancer, I don't walk around living in fear. I get my colonoscopies, I get my blood work checked, I exercise every day, I try to watch what I eat, and I do the best I can. Now, I know ignorance is bliss. I get that. I love being ignorant on things. Sometimes I tell my husband, just don't tell me about it. I just want to be in La La Land right now. I got so much on my plate. I don't want to know about it. I'm happy. But when it comes to your health, you know, the worst thing you could tell a person with cancer isn't that they're going to die. The worst thing you tell a person with cancer is, if this has been going on for 2 years, why didn't you come in sooner? Why didn't you come in sooner? That's the worst thing you could ever tell a cancer patient. Because then there's that feeling of responsibility, like you could have done something. Now, I don't fear cancer. I know cancer. Cancer takes a lot of people in my family. When it happens, God forbid, it's going to happen. I'm not going to blame the family. I'm not going to blame the doctor. I'm not going to blame me, unless I ignored that mole. I ignored the blood in the stool. I ignored the pain. I ignored the bloating. I ignored the swelling. I ignored the cough. I ignored the change in skin color. I ignored the chronic nausea, the weight loss. Now, some people say, look, Dahlia, there's colon cancer in the family, but I've had no blood in my stool and I haven't lost weight. Well, many people say, look, I don't have cancer because I'm not losing weight. Well, you lose weight in the final stages. In the early stages, you might not know. And it's okay. It's okay. I'm not making fun of anybody. I'm not criticizing. I get it, because I come from a family that was very anti-doctor, very anti-getting anything done. You know, we're in God's hands. They still went to the doctor. They still took medications. But they didn't want to. My father didn't want to have a colon cancer screen. My father didn't want to do a cardiac stress test. Well, he's gone now. So, you know, be on top of it. And these genetic testing, I think, is very, very helpful. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA News Update. Special Counsel Jack Smith announcing new charges against former President Donald Trump. Trump's lawyer Rudy Giuliani had this to say to Smith.
You don't get to violate people's First Amendment rights, Smith.
Summer continues with millions of Americans under heat alerts all across the South, where the heat index is still hitting triple digits. Smoke from California's largest wildfire of the year impacting neighboring states now. A man driving a stolen SUV is in custody after plowing into a group of people on a sidewalk in Manhattan. Roughly 10 people were injured, but they're all expected to survive. The Mega Millions jackpot continues to soar after there was no winner in last night's drawing. Friday's drawing worth an estimated $1.25 billion. Corey Myers, USA News.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue them up. Okay, 25,000 cheering extras.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-D-O-C-D-A-L-I. A little bit of breaking news. It looks like Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is separating from his wife, Sophie, after 18 years. Apparently, Canadian Prime Minister announced he's separating from Sophie. The pair announced the split on Instagram. And they said they had worked to ensure that all legal and ethical steps with regards to their decision to separate have been taken and will continue to do so moving forward. So it's a shame whenever I see a couple who've lasted that long break up. We talk a lot about divorce and how middle-aged couples, especially after the kids, have aged. Apparently they share three children, the youngest of whom is nine. The divorces happen either very early on into the marriage or they happen when the kids are starting to get older. And sometimes I've even seen it in the senior years. But many of those divorces are a lot of times for Social Security benefits and other issues. So it's fascinating when you see the range of divorces and how where the gamut runs in terms of why. And but because a lot of marriages, they're unhappy, but they stick together trying to make it work. And some say, why be unhappy? So we'll keep you posted on that. But, again, prayers to them. It's never easy to go through that. In the meantime, Trump is going through another indictment. Apparently, Trump has been indicted on 4 federal charges from the January 6th probe, including conspiracy to defraud the United States, conspiracy to obstruct an official proceeding, obstruction of an attempt to obstruct an official proceeding, and conspiracy against rights. Now, this is all centering around what happened with the election. And Americans are obviously split. You see Trump poll numbers continue to rise, despite this being his second federal indictment. And they even say if an election were to happen today with Biden and Trump, it would be a dead heat. Now, I know Biden is not very popular. I think his popularity numbers are below 30%. But we have half the country who loves Trump, half the country who doesn't. And the question people have, which I can't answer, and again, I'm a doctor, I'm not a political analyst, but I do talk a lot about the psychology of politics and the psychology of the voter and what is anxiety producing about this. And the question people have is, if you think that something was done wrong or unfair, how do you bring that up without being accused or indicted? And, I'm not here to have an opinion so much on what Trump did was innocent or guilty. But this, unfortunately, doesn't really sit well with individuals who never got their mail-in ballot or went to vote and say, you already voted, when they said, no, I didn't. Or my case, I went to vote and they said, you've been purged from the system. You asked us to. No, I didn't. And where's my mail-in ballot? Half my family got mail-in ballots, the other half didn't. What's going on? And so if I want to bring that up and say, hey, guys, I mean, there was a lot of issues with mass mail-in ballots, not small amounts of mail-in ballots. Small amounts of mail-in ballots have done pretty well for proxy votes and the military and all that. But to have this idea that the majority of people can vote now by mail and it'll get where it needs to go, I trust the U.S. Post Office, but I didn't even get a mail-in ballot to vote. And when I tried to vote in person, they said, sorry, you were purged. A provisional ballot. But when I tried to trace it, because it was a find my vote online, they said, doesn't exist. So did my vote not even count? So we should be able to, as Americans, say, hey, guys, something's up. Can we take a look? There might have been, even if it wasn't malicious, even if there wasn't malicious, tampering with the election, if there were innocent mistakes or issues or discrepancies, we need to be able to ask about it. Now, Trump has his going away speech. Thousands upon thousands of people were there. A good group got mad, and they went and they stormed the Capitol. It could have been very scary for Mike Pence, which is why he is not a fan of Trump. I understand how some people may say, look, can we at least investigate what was going on? Ballots were found in Baltimore last August. Ballots for the 2020 election were found at a post office in Baltimore. Nobody covered it, but Baltimore News said, look, they found some mail-in ballots unopened that had votes in them. Just sitting in a Baltimore precinct, post office, not delivered. There's issues. The mail-in ballot election has a lot of vulnerabilities, had a lot of mistakes, and could leave a lot of room for error. We put off the Olympics. We postponed opening theaters. We postponed a lot, but we didn't postpone the election. And I don't believe we were ever ready. Even if Biden is our true president, the truth of the matter is, which I think both Democrats and Republicans can agree upon if they're going to be objective, is we never tried out millions of mail-in ballots. And it was a cluster and a half. So if Trump and half the country believe that the election was not fair and square, not because of malicious cheating, but just because there was so much room for error and so many individuals spoke out. And I'm not lying to you guys. Me and one of my sons did not get a mail-in ballot. And when I went in to vote, they said, sorry, you've been purged. You asked us to. And when I said, can you please, who signed that email? They said, sorry, the system's down. And I look around, I go, but people are voting. That same system? Is your system down where none of these votes are counting? Or is the system just down because you don't want to tell me who wrote? It was a mistake. Nobody ever, I don't know what they did or why they did that. And if you mess with one vote, there's that, it's a contaminated process. If I'm in the lab and I'm doing a study and one of the petri dishes gets contaminated, I have to throw that out and either start over or I have to explain, look, we have some limitations because part of the research got contaminated. I didn't have to purposefully contaminate it. It could have been an accident that it was contaminated, but it still skewed the results. So if somebody says, look, I don't know if I completely trust what happened with the last election, that's okay. That's actually very logical. It doesn't mean anybody should have stormed the Capitol, but I think it would have been very logical to have that conversation going, you know, what happened? But no one's allowed to say. Judges say, sorry, we're not looking into this. We see no evidence of fraud. And dead people voting, you know, maybe there weren't enough dead people voting to change the results. But when you start putting it all together, I think we could agree that maybe this election was put together haphazard and allowed a lot of mistakes. And now we're not going to redo it. But now we have another election coming up, and Trump is being indicted for bringing up the question of, is this valid? And again, January 6th should have never happened. There should have never been a storming of the Capitol. And I don't know how guilty Trump was behind that. Was it flattering to see people mad? Yeah, it was probably flattering. Did he order them to do it? I don't know. I don't think so. But all I know is Trump's just rising in the polls. Because a lot of people agree that, you know, maybe the election didn't go 100% accurately. 1-877-DOC-DELLY.
If we've learned anything from recent news, it's that unexpected things are happening. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on. And all the evidence suggests that there is. Government emails are hacked. There's talk of how to fight World War III. And trade of grains and food are being disrupted. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. It's time to invest in self-reliance and emergency food storage now, more than ever. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunch, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Fantasy football season is coming, but sadly, too many of you are taking the bench while the country takes part in one of the most exciting and lucrative industries out there. Don't know how to play, huh? Well, huddle up and listen. Sports analyst Paul Kalikas and I have written a fantasy football pocket guide for beginners. This book walks you through the basics and shows you how simple and lucrative joining and creating a fantasy football team can be. Read our Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners found on Amazon or follow the links on Twitter and Facebook. That's Fantasy Football Pocket Guide for Beginners. It's time you get into the action. Addictions can sneak up on us and come in many forms, whether it's drugs, alcohol, sex, video games, porn, or something less obvious such as food, internet, or shopping. Addiction can seem innocent at first and then evolve into an insurmountable evil. In our book, Addiction Basics, Caitlin Kalikas and I dive into the common addictions and provide tips for identifying and preventing these before they sneak in and take over our lives. Addiction Basics can be found on Amazon or on my website, drdahlia.com. Check it out.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with ExtendoVite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. ExtendoVite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and ExtendoVite is all natural. ExtendoVite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take ExtendoVite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Back on the Dr. Dahlia Show, 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOCDALI. So I sometimes am baffled by some of these medical errors that are out there. And I've seen the gamut. I've seen some doctors be so grossly negligent that you wonder why the hell they're practicing. On the flip side, though, you see some cases where it was just, unfortunately, an act of God or nature, but the doctor takes the blame for it. And so the range of malpractice and the validity of the suit and how justifiable it is really varies depending on the judge and the jury and how good the attorney is. Well, this case seems cut and dry. A doctor apparently mistakenly injected acid into a woman's fallopian tubes rather than the proper saline solution. I don't know how this would have happened, but apparently a 33-year-old woman has been left with scar tissue on her vagina that looks like leather because it also burned her vagina when the doctor mistakenly injected trichloroacetic acid as opposed to saline. Apparently, the ultrasound tech was the one that drew it up. Christine is 33 years old. She's a preschool teacher from Philly. She was undergoing a routine procedure on December 19, 2022 to check her fallopian tubes for blockages. So what we do is we inject saline solution through the womb. We're able to see it, if it goes through, if it's open and patent. But instead, this happened with Dr. Allison Bloom at Mainline Fertility Clinic, where it was quote-unquote flesh-burning acid that was accidentally drawn up by the ultrasound tech. Now there's a chance she could be infertile. Christine told the Philadelphia Inquirer, she kept saying to Dr. Bloom, something's wrong, is it supposed to burn? This is called a saline infusion sonogram. It's a 15-minute procedure, very routine. Husband wasn't there, because they said, very common procedure, no need for, you know, family to be there. But the doctor thought it was just saline and told her, no, it's just saline. And then angry started to appear on her thighs and legs. She said it was the worst pain she ever experienced. The ultrasound tech would check the solution bottle and realize that somehow there was trichloroacetic acid, 85% concentration, instead of saline. Both of them are colorless liquids, but what the hell? This should have been very easily prevented. By the way, trichloroacetic acid is also classified as a possible carcinogen. So she was diagnosed with first and second degree internal and external chemical burns. Treatment is you get the saline and you start flushing it out. But, I mean, she could be infertile from this. So they have filed a lawsuit in March in the Philadelphia's Court of Common Pleas. I don't know if that's a typo. It claims the error occurred due to negligence, recklessness, and failure to follow best practices. Now, Mainline Fertility denied reckless conduct. But basically, it's a saline infusion sonogram. You inject a syringe filled with saline or salt water into the uterus. See if the saline goes through the fallopian tubes and whether there's a blockage. So the clinic did call an ambulance. And she was naked when she was taken away by the ambulance, burns all over. They thought she had an allergic reaction to the saline. And then finally, the paramedic said, this might be acid. So, scary, scary stuff. Honestly, this type of stuff cannot be happening. Another thing that has to stop is doctors dancing on TikTok during surgery. But one doctor was cleared of malpractice this week. There was an anesthesiologist who was filmed dancing besides another doctor while a sedated patient was receiving liposuction. This anesthesiologist was cleared in a medical malpractice suit. The anesthesiologist, Ronald Pinky, was sued by patient Latoya Redoux, who accused Dr. Pinky and former cosmetic surgeon Wendell Boot of medical malpractice when they filmed themselves dancing to the song Cut It by rapper O2 Genesis during an operation in 2017. Redoux was receiving a liposuction on her buttocks. In a separate lawsuit, she alleged that Boot had botched the surgery. Georgia State Court jury deliberated for 2 days and found that Dr. Pinky, the anesthesiologist, was not liable and owed the patient no damages. The jury found that Boot, however, was at fault. He was the surgeon. So, you know, this is something where we keep hearing where doctors are dancing. And in these videos, during COVID, during 2020, you saw nurses and doctors dance. Apparently, TikTok has took the social media world by storm. I did not film myself dancing during COVID. I'm not judging, but I was busy. I even though I was doing telemedicine, I was busy. I saw 80 patients one day. This was before COVID, by the way, this was in December of 2019. we were slammed. We were so busy with patients. I think many people want to be financially secure. And Dr. Oz got the break of a lifetime. Sanjay Gupta got the break of a lifetime being in the media and having shows and being correspondents. Dr. Pimple Popper made a name for herself. And I think other doctors want to emulate it. And I see my friends who I went to school with dancing. Now, maybe people want to see doctors dance. Maybe there's a market for that, just like there was a market for pet rock. But for the love of God, don't do it while you have a patient sedated. If there's a patient sedated, the anesthesiologist is supposed to be watching them every second of them being unconscious. And the medical provider is supposed to very quickly do what they need to do so that the patient doesn't have to be under for any periods amount of time. Now, mind you, sometimes there's the prep. So when I had a hysterectomy, they don't just go right in the second you fall asleep. They have to sterilize the area, put the drapes, get the lighting, and things like that, that they don't necessarily do with you wide awake so you don't get all nervous watching everything. I wouldn't get nervous, but the average person would. So there is some downtime. But, I understand some patients may agree to being videotaped for learning purposes. But for a doctor's fame, I think this one doctor was known as, Dr. Dancer. Oh, Dancing Doctor was the nickname of Dr. Boots, the surgeon. Come on, people. This is ridiculous. And, I love the nurses and I'm grateful for all that the nurses did. But those videos of nurses in an empty hallway at a hospital during COVID didn't really get taken very well by people because they were told they can't go to the hospital. The hospital was full. That staff was working at their max. But then you see an empty hospital ward and people having time to choreograph a dance and then perform it. Now, mind you, it's a great way to have downtime. I'd rather they dance than drink, but it just didn't get taken very well. And I explained why hospitals could have open wards. If you don't have the staff, then you can't have patients in there. So you'll have parts of the hospital that are empty, and we say the hospital's full because you don't have the staff. But then don't film that part of the hospital and dance. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, don't go away.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000, that's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. and it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.